Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Anyway, we're going to speak to Aaron Warburton now for the CEO from the Bulldogs. We've got him on the phone. He's a busy man this afternoon. Let's get him on while we can. Aaron, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Thanks, Bruin. Good. Hoops. G'day.
Nice to speak to you, mate. I know you're a passionate Bulldogs man. I've known you for a long time. You're running the show there. What was behind getting Gus back?
Yeah, it's been a big couple of weeks, let alone a big year for the club. And look, Gus coming back to the Bulldogs after a number of years playing, coaching, he's a Bulldog through and through. And we're about bringing good people to Belmore, and he's a piece of the puzzle. And yeah, we're building nicely for next year.
Why was it so important, Aaron, that you went and got somebody of Gus's standing in to do this role of general manager of football?
Yeah, the football side of things, Hoops, is enormous. And we can have the greatest sponsorship program and the best marketing program, but unless we've got football firing, it just doesn't work as a football club. So the fans demand success. And Gus brings, one of the greatest minds in footy. So we're looking forward to tapping into that and just getting him into the seat.
Obviously, Aaron, there would have been some consultation there with Coach Trent Barrett, and their relationship seems to be a good one.
Yeah, when we had initial talks a number of months ago, which were quite public, and look, we remained as respectful as we could, knowing that Phil was employed with the Warriors at the time, but Trent's relationship with Gus goes back decades, and Trent said it himself, someone of Gus's ilk to come in and just keep him accountable, like everyone in the business. So that's going to be no different for Trent.
He knocked you back initially, as you just pointed out there, Aaron. What changed that meant you were able to get the deal done the second time around?
Definitely a timing thing. And then, as Gus mentioned, he's got the utmost respect for what the Warriors were building, particularly through Pathways. So, look, I think for what he could add and did add throughout his contract with them, it probably just took a little bit of a turn of late. And look, as I said, we're all about getting the best people. So from John Currie, our chair, who works tirelessly behind the scenes, we got our man.
Aaron, can you give us a brief summary, mate, of what this now means for an NRL club with the transition of the playing group up into a bubble up north, no more home games, and just what this whole COVID situation is going to look like for you guys financially in the short term?
Yeah, it'll hurt us in the short term. We played two games out of Sydney the other week, back-to-back behind closed doors. So straight away, what was meant to be profitable for the club over those 2 weeks were losses. So we didn't start the whole lockdown well. And moving to Queensland, still a lot of moving parts. The NRL's worked. Look, Andrew and his team, an amazing job in a few days to get everyone up. We were one of the last flights on the Wednesday to get into town. So no complaints, even with the families who were, they're going to be a few more days in Sydney than they would have liked. But again, they know that it's for the greater good of the game. And I heard you just talking about before some certainty. I think Queensland's done a huge job for keeping this game alive, and they deserve some good footy. So hopefully they get that over the next few weeks.
And Aaron, from just to talk about you for a second, you're no blow-in. You've been at that club a long time. You've worked your way up the rungs to be where you are today. And obviously your background is sales and marketing and bringing in sponsors. And I suppose having Gus there now, well, I mean, you could probably go to a big sponsor. I mean, it's not going to hurt having Gus Gould on the books.
No, not at all. And Gus's network aside, it just the amount of calls I've had in the past couple of days from current partners who have just stuck with us through thick and thin, and a few new ones that we are talking to for next year. Look, it doesn't hurt. He's a commercial asset in himself, but in saying that, he's probably one of the most genuine men in rugby league. So I think for a working class club like the Bulldogs, he's going to fit straight in. And the brands we talk to as well, we've got a huge market in southwestern Sydney. So I just can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk about your recruitment next year as well as Feel Good. You've got some quality players coming. You took a little bit of a punt on Matty Burton at the start of the year, Aaron, but with the season he's having, I guess Trent will be rubbing his hands together.
Oh, mate, it's the afterpay analogy at $7 a share. So he was, sought out from Trent 18 or so months ago. So look, between Matt, Josh, even of late Matt Duffy joining the ranks, we're building nicely with a little bit of room to remain active. But we're just very thankful for where the salary cap is looking compared to potentially where it's been in the past few years.
Mate, we wish you all the best, mate. You're a good fella, Azza. I wish you all the best as a CEO.
You've probably never met him,
mate.
Azza, you've spoken to him once. Aaron, hang on.
Yeah.
Aaron, have you ever had a conversation in real life with Anthony Maroon?
No, Maroon and I do go way back. He helped out at a number of, I'm pretty sure they were Rabbitohs Bulldogs games. He's a good MC.
Okay, all right. I'll take it back,
Maroon. Sorry, mate, I missed that last bit. Azza, what did you say?
You're a good MC.
Yeah, no, that's right. Thanks, mate. all right. Well, listen, mate, best for the remainder of the year. Aaron?
No, really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much. And may the best team win tonight, Maroon.
Good on you, mate. Go the Bunnies. See you, Aaron. Talk to you again soon.
See you, fellas.
Fancy asking him if I know. I've practically raised this bloke.
Yeah.
raised the bloke.
Please.
Let's take a break and we'll come back as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.